Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Of course, proud member of the Illini Radio Network and having a memorable fall on the network with quite the turnaround with Coach Brett Bielema, who grew up in Prophetstown, Illinois. We get a chance today to visit with Martin O'Donnell, who's the color commentator on the network with Brian Barnhart. All right, Martin O'Donnell, I love your energy in the booth. How enjoyable has this been for you? I know a proud graduate of the U of I in 2008.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, Jim, and thanks for having me on. But yeah, it's been really fun. It's been gratifying to see kind of the growth of this team week over week. But you know, anytime when you have success, and look, college football is difficult on a lot of levels. But you know, I sit here right now, and you know, bye week 6-1, you know, feeling pretty good and just happy for this team, you know, happy for the coaching staffs and all their families. And, you know, really, I think the thing that's most exciting is the possibilities of where they can take this season, because there's still a lot of football yet to be played. But, you know, this really appears to be a very, very complete football team, and they're a lot of fun to watch.
All right. So you go on a run of Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota, and I think at least from the area of the state where we're at, you know, in the western portion of the state in Aledo, the Iowa game is always a big game for the fan base here. So, and then Minnesota's become more of a game because PJ Fleck grew up in Kane County, and, you know, some people, his personality just rubs a lot of the fan base the wrong way. So what about this three-game stretch? How can you put your finger on it of Illinois, you know, putting this stuff together and going on an impressive three-game winning streak here in the league?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some commonalities with the three games, but, you know, I think it's been an interesting progression each week. You know, I think that the Wisconsin game was really the first game, you know, to win in Camp Randall for the first time, and, you know, in over 20 years was a big deal. And so that, I think, really got a lot of people's attention. I think that really, you know, kind of raised my sights as to where I think this team could go, because they went out and absolutely dominated, you know, Wisconsin in a fashion that Wisconsin has, you know, taken a lot of victories from Illinois over the years. And then, you know, you mentioned, you know, the Iowa game, which, you know, there's always a good rivalry there. You know, the basketball rivalry has certainly been pretty heated. You know, football, we've played them pretty close a few years, but, you know, that was a different kind of game, right? Tommy DeVito gets hurt, and so Art Sitkowski has to come in, and it's just a defensive slugfest with, you know, two of the best defenses in the country. But Illinois is able to do enough there at the end and really win that game at home in a night game in front of a great crowd. So I think that just kind of built the confidence even more. And then, you know, Minnesota, you know, is a really big game just for the division, because Minnesota, you know, they had, you know, one loss at the time, and they were coming off a bye week, and it was in Champaign, and so you kind of had, you know, first time you're ranked in quite some time, I think 11 years, and Illinois is able to go out and really just dictate the pace of the game. And again, that game script kind of unfolded a little bit similarly to the Wisconsin game, where, you know, the score wasn't quite as dominant, but Illinois was really in control of that game. So that's the part that's been really fun, is, you know, Illinois, you know, clearly with Tommy DeVito at quarterback, is just a very different offense, and really, I think, stands out, you know, in the Big Ten West in particular. But I mean, the defense has just been absolutely spectacular, and they have showed up game in, game out. And, you know, I mean, they're truly, I mean, you look at the statistics, I mean, they're, you know, the best defense in the country in a variety of statistics.
All right. So we can talk about season, right? And say, well, you know, we're winning these games, but being up close and personal with the program, can you speak to the program? What have you really noticed about the turnaround?
You know, I think it really started, you know, last year when Coach Bielema came in, and it was very clear just from the way he approached everything, from, you know, the weekly segment that I tape with him, to his conversations with, you know, reporters, to, you know, the plans that he has set out for the team. I mean, everything has been very well thought out, very intentional, and very strategic. And so I think he's done a great job of setting up the team and the coaching staff to be successful. And then when you look at game day, I mean, you know, Brett Bielema is not in there micromanaging stuff, you know, and he says as much. I mean, he's really leaning on his coordinators, leaning on his coaching staff. And I think, you know, the biggest thing that he did, which I think is, you know, really stands out to me, and, you know, in my time around the program, is he hired an incredible coaching staff. I mean, there's good talent on this roster. I think you can see that a lot of the guys making an impact this year, you know, were on the roster when Brett Bielema and his staff showed up, but it's a really good coaching staff, you know, from Ryan Walters at defensive coordinator and Barry Lunney that's done a great job as the offensive coordinator, but the position coaches, I mean, the thing that I enjoy most about college football, the thing that stands out to me is you can pick almost any player on the roster this year and say, did they improve from last year? And if so, how much? And pretty much every player across the board has improved, and they're all having their best season, which to me points, one, an incredible, you know, off-season conditioning preparation by the players, but they're also really well coached and they're ready to play every single week. So that's really what stands out to me is the preparation of this group and the way that they approach all of these different things. Because Brett Bielema has been talking about handling success since he showed up because he knew they were going to have success. And they had a couple bumps in the road last year, you know, after Penn State. You have this big win on the road, 9 overtimes, longest game in college football history. You come back home and you lose to Rutgers. So they've been through some of those things, and I think they've learned from it. But it's the preparation, you know, of this group, and that's really just been apparent since day one.
What did you think of the moment last week? I went to the game as a fan, and he took the microphone at the end of the game, and he thanked the fan base for coming. And then I thought the other great scene is when the kids – and the coaching staff, after the game, they're walking back to the football center through that balcony area with the stadium. And it's this great scene, and he even pauses, and he relishes it, and he mentioned it, I know, in his postgame comments about, man, that was special today. I felt it. So what do you think of that type of stuff, I guess? Because I'm like, I think it's safe to say maybe Illinois football's back, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is. And, you know, I think when I, you know, stuff like, you know, Brett Bielema getting on the PA system, and we asked him about it after the game, and, you know, getting on the PA system and, you know, a lot of these different things, you know, even to, you know, announcing on College Game Day that Tommy DeVito is going to play, right? I mean, to me, it's very much, he's playing chess, not checkers. You know, he's thinking about things at a higher level. How can we make the most impact? What's going to be impactful? And, you know, getting a little segment on College Game Day when you're ranked and announcing something like that, I think is really smart. And then getting on the PA system and banking the fan base that has just been aching, as you know, just aching for a football team that they can rely on, because now the basketball team's going. So now if you get the football team going, well, then Illinois fans are happy year round, right? So that's the thing that I think is really, it's just really fun to be around. And again, the thing that's most exciting to me right now is there's a lot of scenarios and ways things can play out over these next 5 games. And the thing that I feel most certain about is Illinois is going to be ready to play football every single Saturday.
And I'm just curious from your perspective, I liked Lovey, but why do you think that didn't work? Is there anything you can put your finger on? And when I say why it didn't work, I'm talking about wins and losses, because I think, you know, he had an impact on the young men, and I hear them speak of him. But in terms of winning and losing, why do you think it just didn't work? It just wasn't the right fit at that program, you think?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I really enjoyed working with Lovey Smith, and I think he did a lot of really good things. And the thing that probably just kind of stands out to me the most is, you know, again, I just think this staff under Coach Bielema, top to bottom, is just a great college staff. I mean, it's recruiting, it's, you know, player development, it's everything. And, you know, I think, you know, part of it with Lovey Smith that people forget about is I don't think the Smith Center is built for Illinois football if Lovey's not here to kind of, you know, guide the ship. I think he had a big impact, you know, on that and having, you know, showing that the program was more stable than it had been in the past. So I think that's a really big deal. It's also hard to judge, you know, with 2020 and the pandemic and all that stuff. I mean, it's hard to judge that year in particular, but I think, you know, I think Joshua Whitman was decisive and saw that Illinois football wasn't on the path and the trajectory that he really wanted it to be. And so made the change. And, you know, again, you look at what a difference 2 years makes. And, you know, we're sitting here having this conversation. It's just a totally different ballgame.
All right. So I always tell people, you know, about it's about the hometown call for me if you're a fan, right? You know, you can watch the network, but I think it always boils down to you always want to get the perspective from the local broadcasters. How much do you dig that? being a grad of the school, playing in the program. And let's face it, man, you're a huge homer for the Illini, and I love it as an Illini fan, because I love the thrilling victories that we've had in it, even those bad years with Lovey and some of those wins we got. And I'm like, man, I'm feeling that dude that's broadcasting over there. And then, you know, you look at the other end of the spectrum, those crushing defeats where I'm feeling you, man, up in the booth. What about that from Martin O'Donnell? There appears to be, you know, you're a fan, you're a graduate, but I think you bring some real truth, because I can hear the disappointment when, you know, things aren't going right, and the truth that you maybe can say some things where maybe the university powers that be are like, I don't know if you should have said that or not. But then I think that the fans out there appreciate that truth. Wearing the Illini heart on your sleeve or on the microphone is probably that's a better way to put it, Martin O'Donnell.
Yeah. I mean, I've always said, I mean, I'm one, if not the biggest, one of the biggest Illinois homers out there. I mean, there's no question. I want Illinois to be successful in everything that the university does. And, you know, I've been a part of Illinois football for almost 20 years, and, you know, I've been through, you know, hard times and good times. And, you know, the part to me that at the end of the day is, you know, I think listeners want to hear the truth. I think they don't want to hear things sugarcoated. And, you know, and I'm very intentional in the fact that I know how hard it is to play college football. I know guys don't go out there and want to make a mistake or make a bad play. And so, you know, there's no point in being, you know, negative in that respect, but you can talk about what worked in the play and what didn't work in the play. And that's the part that makes it really fun when Illinois got it cooking is, you know, trying to help. I think in general, offense is more accessible as a football fan, right? You understand big plays, things like that. And, you know, I really see it as part of my responsibility when Illinois has a great defense like they do this year of trying to enlighten a little bit about why is it so good? You know, why have they been playing so well? What are they doing so well? And so I really enjoy that. And the biggest thing to me is it's just a way for me to stay engaged with the program and stay engaged with the sport of football, you know, football that, you know, I owe a lot of the success in my life to. So it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, it's fun to, you know, I'm married, I have three kids. And so now, you know, my family, you know, feels the highs and lows with me on a weekly basis over the years. And, let's just say I've been in a much better mood on the weekends, this year than I have in a lot of the previous seven seasons.
Well, and that, like I said, I like your perspective as a true fan of Illinois athletics. I like the delivery and I like the style, and that's why I will always appreciate the local call. All right. A kid that played, I think he graduated from Downers Grove South in the early 2000s, played in Illinois. Here's a question I would ask you. As a college football fan, you know, if you root for Illinois, and a lot of our listening audience, they root for Iowa, and most people in this area have been to Kinnick, and they've been to Memorial mm-hmm. Stadium's Zupke Field. But I want to ask you, if you want to make a college football trip in the Big Ten to go see Illinois play, or even – heaven forbid I say Iowa fan, if you know you're an Iowa fan and you want to go on the road to some venue, where do you think the best place is or the best environment to see a college football game on the road in the Big Ten is?
Yeah, I mean, so I'll answer that question in two ways. So I'm going to take Memorial Stadium, obviously, off the table because I am the biggest homer out there. But I think from the aspect, my favorite stadium in terms of functionality and the way that it's set up and where it's situated. My favorite stadium in the Big Ten, I think, is Minnesota Stadium. You know, it's newer. It's the right size. It's, you know, a little over 50,000 people, but everything there is really nice. And it's right in downtown Minneapolis. So obviously you want to go, you know, when your team is playing there a little bit earlier in the year, because it gets pretty cold up there. But the other one that I would say in the game day environment that as a player, was the most challenging to play in. And it's really just kind of a landmark would be Ohio State. I mean, it'd be the horseshoe. You know, the architectural aspects are great. I mean, it's kind of like a cathedral to football. You're always going to have, you know, 100,000 plus people in the stands. You know, it's going to be a good game because Ohio State, you know, has kind of a consistent level of excellence. So, that's a venue that I look forward to going back to at some point here in the near future. But I would say, and as an honorable mention, I'll give you three answers here. Nebraska is a great place to watch a game. I'm looking forward to going there. You know, for our next game, Lincoln's a great town and, you know, the stadium's kind of right there and, you know, they got their sellout streak and they release the balloons, you know, when Nebraska scores. I mean, it's just a good, college football atmosphere.
All right. And back to Coach Bielema as we wind down here with Martin O'Donnell, who works on the Illinois Radio Network. Of course, you can hear them on WRMJ. You know, when I think about the program in general, and one of the first things that Coach Bielema did is reached out to the Illinois High School Football Coaches Association, mm-hmm. and really has, you know, been doing, that's where the rubber hits the road. He's been doing the legwork to get the, build those relationships, not only him, but I think his coaching staff. And it was funny because we had him on just shortly after he got the head coaching job. He came on the airwaves here. And I thought it was so great because he grew up in Whiteside County and played small school high school football at Prophetstown. So when we were doing the interview with him, he started dropping some of these like Whiteside County names. Like I remember one of the names was like Chucky Wiebengay, one of his friends or somebody he knew back there. So I just thought it was so awesome because it was funny when I spoke to him because in Aledo, prior to consolidation, the mascot was the Green Dragons. And I said, hey, Jim Taylor from WRMJ and Aledo. And the first thing he said, he's like, Green Dragons. And I'm like, yeah, and I just love hearing that type of stuff. How important – now, I know in the grand scheme of things, you got to recruit basically everywhere. But you have to win the home state. And he's going to – do you feel good about him, you know, doing that? Basically, we're going to win – Illinois in terms of getting the top talent to stay at the land-grant universe. Do you feel good about that moving forward?
Yeah, I do. And I think a lot of it is it's effort and focus. And I think certainly from, you know, from a staffing perspective, you know, adding people to focus on that, to really making it, again, kind of one of the pillars of his, you know, coaching is, you know, getting Illinois players to play at Illinois. I feel really good about it. I mean, look, I grew up in the state of Illinois. It meant a lot to me. To represent the University of Illinois, because that's where I grew up, that's where I lived, that's where the majority of my family lived. And so that was always something that really resonated with me as a player. And Illinois has good high school talent. I think, you know, one of the complimentary things there that, you know, the Chicagoland area is a little bit tougher. I think we can certainly do better, but, you know, I really think about especially, you know, so you're going to need to get the best players out of Chicagoland. You're never going to get everybody, right? Because there's Wisconsin, there's Notre Dame, you know, Michigan. I mean, there's a lot of schools that have been very entrenched in there for a long time. But I do believe Illinois is going to do better in that. But then when I look at, you know, outside of the Chicagoland area, which, you know, there's a lot of communities, you know, that are much more, you know, orange and blue than the city of Chicago, because Chicago is a pro sports town. But that's where I think Illinois, when I see, you know, kids from, you know, Springfield or Western Illinois, and they're going to these other schools. And I'm like, why in the world would they go and play in the SEC or go and play, you know, somewhere else versus going to the University of Illinois? And I do think that Brett Bielema is going to continue to get those guys. And the other part of that is, you know, he's really put an emphasis on the walk-on program. And I think that's a really key aspect, is you got to have guys, you know, not everybody's a Division I scholarship player right away. I mean, there's guys, and you can look at them on the Illinois team right now, who've grown into roles, but they started as walk-ons. And, you know, those are the guys that you need that are the backbone of your program. And then those guys, when they have good experiences at the University of Illinois, you know, then they go out into the world and, you know, they're ambassadors for you. And so I think continuing to do that is a really big deal. I feel great about, you know, where they are in terms of in-state recruiting and where that's going to go in the future.
All right, and the final thing I'm going to ask you, I read your bio still that's up on the University of Illinois, like, sports information website. It said, like, biggest sports highlight of your lifetime. Now, I think this was currently when you were a student at the U of I. You said 2001 state championship in high school football at Memorial Stadium. High school football still a big deal to you following that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't get out to watch it as much as I could, but, you know, high school football, I mean, my best friends in my life are still guys that I played high school football with. And I think that's the, you know, the relationships that you build there. I mean, it's really unique. It's different. It's still special at the college level, but it's not the guys you grew up with. And, you know, and so you know, winning state, that was my junior year of high school, was a huge deal. And to do it at Memorial Stadium was great. I mean, I still remember so many parts of that day, you know, really vividly. So I absolutely love high school football. I absolutely love Illinois high school football, no question.
All right. How great was it to get Martin O'Donnell on the airwaves today? And we're talking to him during a bye week. And, man, a lot of focus then the following Saturday going to Nebraska. But I really enjoy your style, Martin O'Donnell. I describe it as wear your Illini heart on your sleeve or on your microphone and keep it up, man. And hopefully the Illini can finish strong. Thanks for the help. We enjoy listening to you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And you're listening to WRMJ. I'm Jim Taylor.